morning, you're welcome to Ireland's Protect with me, John Morley. And coming up on the programme today, we're looking at the Climate Alarm Clock podcast, which has been nominated for a national award. And we have the two hosts of it here, Ciara Daly and Dara Wynn. They are both Galway natives. If you want to get a comment into the programme, you can do it on our text and WhatsApp line. That's 086 38 33 55 3. Phone reception on 091 77 0077. Email comments at goibayfm.ie or arsprotect@goibayfm.ie. If you want to get more details on this initiative by Commissioner Mullen and the IBI, go on to arsprotect.ie where you can do the carbon footprint calculator and also take a quick survey. All that plus lots more coming up on Ars Protect. Now, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the programme by co-hosts of the Climate Alarm Clock podcast, Ciara Daly and Dara Wynn. Ciara, I'll start with you. Good morning to you and congratulations is of order because you're nominated in the climate section of the Irish Podcast Awards.
Yes, so thanks a million, John, for having us. Very exciting news. It's a project, not really sure how we got involved in, so to see it being nominated for an award, it's nice bit of a pat on the back and a bit of encouragement that we're kind of going, doing something worthwhile and that's helping people.
Now, you're both based in Galway. Talk to me about how it came about. You said you don't know. You better try and explain for me and our listeners how we came up with this idea and this podcast.
Yeah, so Dara is a friend of mine. We're both Galwegians, as you say. We would have gone to secondary school together in Presentation School in Headford. So over the years, say the last 15 years or so, I've been listening to Dara kind of talk about climate change and I've been nodding along saying, yeah. And I've always been interested, but I found it a really, really, I suppose, like a very difficult kind of or intimidating topic to kind of get involved in the discussion with. Now, I had the privilege that Dara is very kind of well educated on this. I'll let you give him give his own kind of bio on that. But I've had the privilege that I kind of have a relationship with him where I'm not embarrassed, you know, to ask stupid questions. He's well used to be asking him stupid questions. So we kind of have a dynamic that it was really helpful for me. Yeah. And so when he was kind of talking about doing the podcast, there was a few projects he'd already been working on that I always say I had kind of politely said no to, and I kind of felt like at this step I kind of had to say yes, but I was really interested in it and I thought this would be a great opportunity, I suppose, for me to kind of delve a little further into the topic of climate change and understand a little bit more about it and hopefully do it in real time so we can bring people along with us on that journey as well. So that's kind of how my journey into the Climate Alarm Clock started.
It's a nice idea and it makes it very accessible for people who wouldn't be experts on climate change. It reminds me a bit almost like a climate version of the Tommy Tiernan show that was on RTE.
Well, we do try to, and that's something we really kind of discussed at the start. Like, initially, I suppose, Dara, you probably know better than I do. At the start, there was probably a group of maybe 10, 12, maybe even 15 people who all came from a climate background who were kind of involved in bringing the project to fruition. So a lot of them had kind of a lot of vernacular and a lot of understanding of what the climate crisis was. And so there was a very kind of, for the first season, there was a very kind of specific tone to the conversations that were happening in the podcast. So myself and another lady who was involved in the podcast who wouldn't have had as much knowledge as everybody else, we kind of were very kind of vocal in the idea that we needed them to make the language a little bit more accessible. And remember, like I would always say to Dara, remember, just think you're talking to me. And because when he explains something to me, it's so clear. And so we kind of made a really, really conscious effort to try and keep the conversation focused on kind of the everyday language that people can understand so that anyone can join in, whether you've heard of the climate crisis before or not. We kind of want to welcome everyone into that conversation, which is important, I think.
I'll bring Dara into the conversation now. You have a big CV by the sounds of it, Dara. You better talk us through your expertise on the subject.
Thanks for Ciara. She's a great hype man, always talking me up. Yeah, so I suppose I kind of came to the climate stuff about maybe 5 or 6 years ago. I was just aware of it and worried about it and went back to study in DCU, did a master's there in climate change policy, media and society. And that was around the time of the pandemic. So after the pandemic, myself and another friend started a podcast called The COVID Alarm Clock. And basically, what we were doing there was looking to see if could we use COVID or experience of COVID as a wake-up call to take action on climate change. And each episode, we look at a different facet. So we looked at, say, the science, or looked at the politics. And then one episode, we looked at the media. And sort of one of the realizations we had when we were doing that was, with COVID, you know, you couldn't get away from the news. Everyone knew all the rules, all the guidance, all the stuff about hand washing, about social distancing, about the numbers. We became educated on the science. And that's just not there for climate change. You know, it's not as present, even though it's going to affect us so, so much, and is already affecting us and is affecting people around the world. So I suppose the idea for the climate alarm clock came out of that. Can we just have a one-stop shop where people can tune in every week and learn a bit about a few different climate stories, and hopefully learn a bit more about actions they can take? And then, as Ciara said, it's kind of taken a turn in the way we do it. So now it's basically just myself and Ciara and another friend of ours, Anna Pringle, who's based in Dublin. And we get on every week and we just are like a few friends having a chat about the stories, about the climate stories of that week.
Mm. It's important though, Dara, because what you're touching on there is climate journalism. And I know from being in DCU myself, a man who's very vocal in that regard, and he's helped us out with Ars to Protect as well, as Dave Robbins. He is a wealth of knowledge on that subject.
He is, yeah. So Dave would have been one of my lecturers on that. And yeah, does amazing work on climate. And I suppose, yeah, looking at the ways. So yeah, it's great if you've enchanted, Dave. You know that there are certain ways that are more effective in communicating climate than others. Yeah.
Yeah. The whole idea, I know he touches on it, that not to be catastrophizing climate change, that we can talk about and report on it as we do in a responsible way, rather than just highlighting it when there's a climate disaster or an oil spill or something like that, that we keep the conversation going on it.
That's exactly it. You know, one of the phrases you hear, and I've heard a few people say it, is that every story is a climate story, you know, and I think that's what's really important, is that, you know, say with the budget coming up in the next few weeks, I mean, that should be a big climate story, you know, where there should be, you know, a discussion of, well, where's the money here for climate action? Where's the money here that's going to make it easy for people to make the right decisions, the green decisions? Where's the money to, you know, to support people who are making changes? And that's just one example. You know, any story, all the health stories, you know, climate change is so linked to health, air pollution, that kind of thing. So that, yeah, there are lots and lots of ways of talking about it and making it real and personal in people's everyday lives.
Mm. And I'll leave it open to the two of you. Do you try and localise the climate talk in a Galway context, or do you like to look at the bigger national, international issues?
I think we do a mix. I mean, if I had my way, I would keep everything Irish focused, because I had this note. Well, at the beginning, I thought we really needed to focus in on what's happening in Ireland, because that's what was going to make people care. Now that I've kind of gotten more into the podcast, like now that I have more of awareness and an understanding, I understand the need to report on an international level. But we definitely have. I mean, last year, one of the stories that probably has impacted me the most, it's not directly climate crisis related, but the huge fire that was on the Curragh Line, that was something we reported on the podcast. And that was actually something that was really quite upsetting to talk about. You know, Dara and I are
close
at the
home.
End, you know, we're at the end of that road, and explaining it was really like, wow, that's like really something really, really devastating. And, you know, the huge loss and the huge damage that was done to the biodiversity on the Curragh Line because of that fire, you know, that is linked to the climate crisis. And it's that thing of, those things are not reported in the news. Like, I remember I used to always say to Dara, I want to learn more about climate change, but I can't find it. I can't find the information. And like he's saying there's so many reports that are going out, and that link is being, that, you know, that link between the two is not being made. And I imagine if I found it frustrating, there are other people out there who have that similar kind of frustration too.
Finally, Dara, I think it's great work that yourself and Ciara are both doing. It's a nice, accessible way, and it opens up the climate talk to a wider audience, which I think is important. Have you been enjoying it, and are you looking forward to the awards as well in the coming weeks?
Yeah, absolutely. It's great. And I think that's, you know, one of the ways of communicating climate change and climate action is that, you know, we hop on a on a Zoom every week and record this podcast. And we have great crack doing it, you know, and that's the case for anyone out there. If you do get involved in climate action, you know, the people you meet and the things you get to do are just great crack. And that's such a good antidote to all the doom and gloom. So that's definitely something I get from the podcast. And yeah, as Ciara said at the start, you know, it's a great recognition to be nominated for the awards, and it should be a good evening out. Yeah,
definitely. And Ciara, finally, I leave the final word with you. If people want to listen into the Climate Alarm Clock, and if they want to follow your journey in the coming weeks, how's the best way of doing that?
Yeah, so we record, we have moved now to a record every 2 weeks. So you'll find us released on Spotify, Apple, any of those kind of platforms. You'll find the podcast there. And there's a whole, you know, there's a whole library of the special episodes. We report on a weekly news podcast basis, but there's also loads of specials that are really, really interesting and really engaging for people. So that's kind of the best place to go and find us. You can also find us on across any of the social media platforms. Just search for the Climate Alarm Clock and you'll find us there. But the podcast platforms are definitely the best place to find us.
Brilliant. Well, no, best of luck in the upcoming Irish Podcast Awards as well. Ciara Daly and Dara Wynn, the co-hosts of the Climate Alarm Podcast. Thank you for the Climate Alarm Clock Podcast. Thank you both for joining us on Ars to Protect.
Thanks, John.
And that is it from today's edition of Ars to Protect. Join us next Thursday at 11:30, where I speak with Michael Curran of the University of Galway about the Third Level Institution's Carbon Pledge. Stay safe and have a very good weekend.
Ars to Protect, brought to you by Galway Bay FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission na Mban with the television licence fee. Check out arstoprotect.ie for more info.